Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of the Staller Podcast. No, jinx, bless for life. No, touch wood.
Ah, shy.
Now you have to dig the head off you.
Go on then.
Stay the rules. I don't make them up. We just play
with them. I'll try to catch the sound.
You're not allowed to talk. You jinxed.
What you think I'm going to say next?
Babbage. Ambidatus. Any questions on jinx? Double jinx.
Jinx, bless for life.
I have some questions. Jinx.
Jinx, bless for life.
Now you can't talk and we have to ask the questions.
Bags your phone.
You said the wrong words. Okay. Is this a step up or down from the recent episode where we all just thumped the table for a few minutes?
Oh, it's a step up. What are you using words this time?
Punch the table if you want.
We're doing physical comedy on a podcast.
Never been done before.
Genius.
A visual podcast, only audio.
Okay.
There's something for you. Another Go Loud original.
There's been a couple of sightings of you out in the wild.
Where's that been?
Over. Oh. Shopping centres?
Just probably just going about my life like.
Duns, is it?
Probably like a Blanche or something like that. Oh.
So, Nathan.
Seeing him wearing that big long coat and pennies.
In Greg, no matter.
Not a long coat. He just has a long body and tiny legs.
The coat is great, yeah. A long coat.
He has a really long coat and it's like two little kids in a long coat. That's when you unzip it, I'm expecting two people to come out.
And you're a tall
probably
man.
I got to
a
bank to get a loan.
Yeah.
I'm only 12. So I can't.
Trying to go to see an over 18s film.
You little rascal.
Do you want to hear the questions? Or the comments? Mm-hmm. The correspondence? Nathan in Greg Namana says he met a man called Anto from Finglas.
Okay.
He says he visited the small village I'm from in County Kilkenny. He says they're talking away and this man said he was from Dublin. Nathan asked where. This man, Anto, said Finglas. And Nathan very excitedly told him that he listens to you and Joe week in, week out. And Anto from Finglas spoke very highly of you. He said he sees you in Tesco a few times.
I do both.
Oh, yeah.
Might go sales value.
Mix it up.
Anyway, so, right, it's great to hear you're the same in person as you are on the podcast.
Hey, wait, he didn't see you. Oh, he's seeing you. Okay.
What you see is what you get with me.
We also had one from Lauren, a long-time listener, big fan of both yours. She was in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
I knew it. I did say that, didn't I?
Her and her boyfriend walked into JD very fast, turned the corner to see Darren and Amy. She doesn't know if Darren copped it, but she went red. Because her boyfriend's always slagging her, saying she listens to you two more than she listens to him. Does this ring a bell?
No.
So Lauren,
JD, by the way.
Lauren.
It's like a nightclub.
It's awful.
And it's a hub to be hassled.
Anyway, so Lauren says, if you did notice her, she was the 8 months pregnant woman.
Oh, yeah.
Not a place for a pregnant woman.
Shouldn't
to be
in there now. It's too busy.
JD's
fault. Especially around Christmas.
She was starstruck and she said her child kicks in the womb when she hears the Staller theme tune song. When the baby hears the theme tune song.
Wow.
There you go.
Any more sightings?
That's from Lauren. No, I think that was it.
That should be a new segment.
Yeah. Send in some sightings of Darren
or John
out in the wild. Or me, yeah.
Or Alan. You could just say, I see Alan, because you don't know what he looks like. You just say, I see Alan there.
And just make up a story.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that mad? Like, sightings of you. Like, just being recognised, weird.
Well, if you go into JD Sports, that's like a...
It's horrible.
That's like a Darren Conway convention.
Oh my God. A load of the upbrows going around. Oh, brick. I'm like, just want a pair of fucking runners, man. My anxiety does be through the roof when I'm out in shopping centres.
Does it?
Really does, yeah.
What's it feel like?
Like Luke Littler.
Stepping up.
Going through that. The Trafford Centre in Manchester. No, it's just like... It's mad, like... Like, I can't imagine what, like, if you're... A fucking megastar, like, wouldn't be able to leave the gaff. But like, low key, like myself, like, and you just eyes on you, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
We've had an email from Paul in Dunmore East.
Okay.
Again? Mm. The same Paul?
I think so.
Paul's okay. Always on a bit of a mad one, isn't he?
Paul is our correspondent on the Quakers down in Dunmore East.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he has a few questions for us, but I'm going to pick out this one about the Quakers, Joe, because he says they're doing very well down there. And Paul and his family were delighted to discover that on the day before Christmas Eve, the Quaker neighbours went around to the houses in their estate to wish everyone a happy Christmas and handing out a paper plate of Christmas biscuits.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't eat them.
Well, that was Paul's question. He was like, what are your thoughts on this? This is to Joe specifically. Would you eat baked goods that a neighbour gave you?
No.
Is there anything wrong with this kind of gesture?
I know it's about him, but like, no way. I find it hard to eat anything. Like, that's not from my gaff. Well, like, it's different when you're in, like, a restaurant or wherever like that, but, like, from someone else's house, like...
Like, outdoor food coming inside.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. Like, it has tinfoil on it.
Like, do you know what really freaks me out? Is, like, sandwiches at, like, functions and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Finger food and all. I'm just a bit, like, creeped out by that.
Egg mayo sandwiches.
Oh, no way.
How long have they been
sitting there? Like, wrap them up in tinfoil and bring them home. And then have them the next day or whatever. I'm like, yous are freaks.
Yeah, sandwiches are definitely nasty. But I don't know, baked goods? What, like biscuits and shit?
Yeah.
From the Quakers?
Yeah.
They baked it themselves, like a cake, like that he baked.
These are professional bakers as well, aren't they?
The Quakers?
Yeah.
Are you thinking Quaker Oats or something?
No, I think...
Quavers crisps. They're nice, aren't they? Do you ever have apple tart? No one's going to know what that even is.
Quakers invented the cream cracker.
Oh.
Down in Waterford.
Well, then
I would. But for some random, I was just randomly in the gaff baking. They came knocking on the door. Said, do you want a plate of banana bread? I'd say, no. Get out of here.
Well, obviously, like, you know, in America, when Girl Scouts go around selling their cookies, are they cookies that they made?
And I just buy them.
Are they just boxes of McVitie's?
They're probably just supplied to them.
I think they make them.
Bake these cookies.
Would you take a child's lemonade from a lemonade stand for 1 cent?
Have you had to see one?
I've seen around Coolock, actually around town as well. Like they'll just have my waddy and they during the summer and stuff. Yeah. Like, do you want a drink?
I wouldn't. For water, for carbo juice? Do us a favour, will you?
Okay. Are you happy that's been answered?
No, I wouldn't eat it, but just because I don't like biscuits, not because they made it. If I was into biscuits,
eat it because it's just from a random gaff.
Did you have trouble eating food if you went to a friend's house when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
As they were like, you stay for dinner, would you?
Like, you know when you were in your mate's cafe years ago and he'd be just there sitting, like you're just in his sitting room or his bedroom, he's just eating his dinner?
Yeah. That's not very strange. Yeah.
That's weird when you think of that.
But would he offer you food?
No. He's just sitting there eating chicken nuggets and all. And he's sitting there while he's eating his dinner.
Yeah.
Don't like that. He wouldn't do that now.
To finish off, Paul's asked us to give a shout out to Paul, Ernie, Robbie and Alan.
Shout out
to Paul, Ernie, Robbie and Alan.
Well done.
Is that one person?
The fucking
Paul, Ernie, Robbie, Aaron.
Yeah.
A quadruple barrel name.
Greedy.
Alright, what else have we got for you?
Paul Allen.
Is
that in American Psycho?
Another Paul. This Paul from Trim.
Who's calling that child Ernie?
Nickname.
Ernest.
It'd be a nickname.
Like Elmo.
Well, I think Ernie is short for Ernest, yeah.
No one's calling the kid Ernest. Anymore.
Yeah. He was the last one.
Yeah.
He was the last one. Is he a Quaker?
Ernest Goes to High School. They were a series of kids' films, weren't they?
Ernest. Yeah.
There's about 100 of them.
I'm living. He must be minted. There's a lot of Ernie films.
He's dead now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's dead.
He's some character, wasn't he?
I loved him. Kind of weird, though.
He did the voice of Slinky in Toy Story.
Did he?
Yeah.
How much is he worth?
Hey.
Look up his net worth.
Nothing anymore, anyway.
Ernest.
What's his estate?
How many Ernests can you think? Ernest Goes to War, is it? Ernest Goes to Camp?
Yeah, Ernest Goes to...
Ernest Goes on Holiday. Ernest Goes to Finglas.
There were 12 Ernests.
Ah, no. That's a misconception on your end. Because there was 104.
Yeah, I think there was 104.
Right, let's have a look. So the highest of all 12 ranked on IMDb seems to be Ernest Scared Stupid from 1991. That got 5.8. There was Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Goes to School, Ernest Rides Again, Slam Dunk Ernest, Ernest in the Army, Ernest Goes to Africa. Why are you only giving me 9?
I want to see Ernest Goes to Africa.
Very racist.
I know. I want to watch every one of them. I want to watch every one.
Jim Varney.
Is Ernest?
Yeah, or he was.
Now, tell me this. Did he do the voice of Slinky in Toy Story?
Oh, he won an Emmy for Ernest.
It was big. Ernest was big in the 90s and 80s.
Big series. Did he play Slinky on it? What's his name?
His name is Jim Varney.
Jim Varney, yeah. There was also a few TV specials and direct video. Ernest Film Festival. Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain.
He did play Slinky Dog.
There you go.
Do you want to hear him?
Yeah, go on.
Let me find the moment.
Fucking hell. That's the worst video ever.
Even the fucking photograph for Ernest Goes to Africa is racist.
Oh, yeah.
He's like wearing a tribe mask.
Jesus.
Hey, yeah, it's pretty. Pretty
racist. Pretty 90s.
Let's have a look. How much money do you reckon the Ernest films made?
800 million.
Well, I'm only getting 5 of them here, but between the 5 of those, they made 95 million.
Oh. Would have been more. 5 films, though.
Ernest Scared Stupid has 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not bad.
Ernest Goes to Africa is about diamond smugglers who kidnapped the girl of his dreams, and Ernest goes to Africa to confront them and rescue her. The greatest love story ever told, I think.
Sounds grand.
Yeah.
Another Paul from Trim, who also notes, Joe, that MILF Manor is 10 out of 10 trash television.
Oh, my man.
So Paul wants to know, if you had to make up a conspiracy theory and convince people that what you were preaching was true, what would it be? His would be that aliens played a part in building Newgrange.
I have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Collins was never killed.
Oh.
Tupac is still alive.
That's
not made up.
You have to make up a conspiracy theory.
Tupac could still be alive.
That's one of the most... widely talked about, but it's been a conspiracy theory everyone knows about.
Biggie could be still alive. He's definitely dead, like.
Darren.
Ah.
Think harder.
Roy, man.
Think harder.
Roy.
Right, Joe, you go in there on there, Mick Collins. How would you sell that to the people?
Michael Collins faked his death so he could...
Because he had taken a bung from the Brits to give away the 6 counties. And they said, you do this, we'll fake your death, and you can live it out in one of our colonies in the Caribbean.
We'll give you one of our islands that we own. So Michael Collins has lineage in the Pacific Islands.
Nice.
Yeah.
Of like, we're all hooked up to a virtual reality and the hub is the Spire.
So the Matrix.
The Matrix is, and it's in the Spire, the machinery of it, the mechanics. Like,
that's just a conspiracy theory of like the plot of the Matrix, but you've just made the Spire.
You just put the Spire into
We're all in pods, like, theory. And in John wears a black jacket and glasses.
Yeah.
And his name is Neo.
I mean, you could use the Spire. You could say the Spire is actually a huge antenna that's used for the Irish government to speak to aliens.
There you go.
That's a good, yeah. He's good at all this, though.
Yeah.
He's been dying for that question.
How about I ask you a question and you have to give me a fake answer, conspiracy theory answer. Why did they move the Anna Livia statue that was on O'Connell Street? Remember the fountain and all the water was coming down? Why did they move her from there to Collins Barracks and put a gate around her?
Because the government is lizards and they were all pissing on it.
That does fit perfectly.
Makes sense. Checks out with me. Yeah. Checks out with me. All the lizard government people were pissing on it.
Makes sense. Like, is that a conspiracy? No answer.
Yeah.
Here's another one there.
You want another question? Okay. Why did Bono receive a medal off Joe Biden the other day? Because he's a lizard.
Because the government are lizards and they keep pissing on it.
Okay. Right. Evan has one for you.
Evan
in Australia.
I'm in Evan.
So he says the following question is for Darren and Porkchop.
Who's Porkchop?
Porkchop.
You.
Oh, me?
You
oh, look me like, here. Okay.
Yeah, you brush your hair at a pork chop.
Don't
do you remember that? Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Fuck you, Evan. Evan gets sunburnt over there and bleeding Australia.
I hope there's a spider in your under your pillow.
Yeah, I hope a shark eats you. Mm.
Evan wants to know if you could go back in time and erase one song from the minds of everyone on the planet and recreate it as your own, what would it be? He says it has to be a song from a male artist or band. And the rules are you'll have to survive off the proceeds of the song for the rest of your life.
Oh, easy, easy.
And you can only make one song.
It'd be a Christmas song then.
Fairy Tale New York.
Yeah.
Surely, you would think.
What's the most played song of all time?
Probably Mozart or something like that.
We'll have that then.
Something classic or Time to Say Goodbye.
It's a Small World After All.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Nearly 50 million times.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, surely, don't know.
Well, it's some royalties off that. Happy birthday.
Well, like, it's a Small World is playing like 24/7 in Disneyland.
The best-selling singles.
The Beatles.
A lot of them are Christmas. White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Way out ahead.
Sinatra.
You're not going to be happy with this. 50 million.
What? 50 million players?
No, sales for White Christmas.
Oh.
Unimpressed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elton John. Oh, Candle in the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
33 million.
Doy.
Bing Crosby again, Silent Night, 30 million.
He knew where his bread was buttered. Frank Sinatra has some good Christmas albums.
What about Darlene Love? Oh, that's the Christmas song she has that always plays. Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's 16 million sales.
That's shy.
Bryan Adams, Everything I Do it For You, 15 million sales.
What about that Meatloaf song?
I Would Do Anything For Love?
Yeah, that has to be up there.
Do you care at all that this, like, you're...
Guns N' Roses.
You're never going to be able to make any other money. So you can't do anything else, really.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is going to be up there. I'm thinking of old music that could have longevity.
Can't Help Falling In Love With You.
Elvis has to Presley. Be there.
Any version.
If it's just about money, it's going to be whatever the top one, number one is there. I'd say Pogues' Fairy Tale New York. Do you know what? Your man Sting made so much money off Every Step You Take because of Puff Daddy's version. And now Puff Daddy's at the fucking doing his dirty stuff. So
yeah, Sting is dirty. So,
well, he's not dirty, but he's not going to make as much money anymore. I'd say Sting's like, fuck's sake, did he?
He made his millions after.
Yeah. And he still will. They'll play his version. But it's tainted now, isn't it? Tainted love.
Jay-Z and all are getting pulled into it. Oh, sure, look, this is the bonus episode. You'll have to listen to the man.
What about a wedding song? Like, what's the most popular wedding song?
Can't Help Falling In Love With You.
Well, that, yeah. But would that be big now if you released it? Are you guaranteed that it's going to be a big smash hit? And
like, Yeah.
Will its existence just start now?
Yeah, if you take it over as Bing Crosby, I guess, yeah, you replicate that.
Well, it's going to be all different, isn't it? Like, if you bring that out now in this era.
No, you get the same. You get to sell 50 million copies of your single.
Okay.
Right, the next one from Glenn.
Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, would you rather it rained a little bit every day for the rest of the time or it never rained again?
Never rained again. Fuck the rain, I hate it so
never,
much.
It's pointless. I mean, it does a lot for the environment, though.
The rain? Yeah, we'd be in a tough spot if it never rained again.
We'd die, like, yeah?
Yes.
No.
I believe so.
Somehow we'd die.
We wouldn't die. All the water that comes from the sky comes from the earth anyway. So we just take the water and figure out a way of, like, putting sprinklers everywhere so that the ground would get wet, but we wouldn't. Lovely.
Okay.
Sure, we'd find a way.
On the theme of Joe being full of shit. So you've set me up there nicely, Joe. Glenn also says he has an uncle that lives in Kilmore West and he is pretty sure he's seen you run around the green ahead of the marathon.
He absolutely has not.
Well,
absolutely not. Not a chance. Your uncle.
Another sight.
No, Glenn while in his uncle's house, saw you run around the green.
Oh, Glenn seen me?
Oh, yeah.
If he's
in his uncle's house.
The crack or something then. Glenn, you didn't see me. You're probably seeing some other lanky streak of piss, but it wasn't me.
Right.
Running around. I wouldn't believe me running around. Are you mad? Of a scooter.
Right, that's it.
Is it?
That's it for now.
Thanks very much for sending in your listener questions. If you have more, And if you have more sightings of Darren or sightings of me or presumed alleged sightings of Owen, send them into, take a picture
like Bigfoot.
Take a picture of Darren in the wild and send it into stala@golabnow.com.
Do not do that.
We need evidence. Words aren't enough. He could be in any shopping centre, at any JD Sports, at any time.
I could be coming to a shopping centre near you very soon.
Just standing in JD Sports.
Just waiting.
Staring at the runners.
Just waiting.
Well, good luck. Good night. God bless. Au revoir. Adios.